The nonprofit Berkshire Children and Families has provided Western Massachusetts residents with adoption and family services for 130 years. The group's new president and CEO, Colleen White Holmes, talks about her first week on the job.
It's a pretty darn good feeling, particularly when you're joining a team as strong as this one and an organization with such a history of making an impact in our communities.
There are a lot of challenges for children and families in the Berkshire region. What are some of them that you are going to be aggressive in trying to help or make a dent in or resolve?
Well, I think that Berkshire Children and Families operates on a number of fronts. So a lot of our focus will continue to be, certainly in the near term, in prevention, and so really in strengthening the fabric of our communities. And we do that by working with children early and with families. And so those kinds of services will continue. We will continue to do innovative programs and look for those kinds of opportunities, like our Kids for Harmony program, which really, in using music and using classical music and the El Sistema program, is really making an amazing difference in the lives of children and actually in their families by extension. And there are also needs to treat children as whole people and not just sort of the sum of their pieces parts. Now, Berkshire Children and Families has never treated children as pieces parts, but I think that there is more room for us to look at how we move continually expanding beyond early childhood education, beyond those services. What else can we do? And we are doing some innovation in that area, but I hope to be able to add some perspective there.
Colleen Holmes, you've been in the leadership of the Girl Scouts of Central and Western Massachusetts. You've served on the Board of Trustees of the Bay State Health Systems, as well as the Steering Committee for the Women's Leadership Council of United Way of Pioneer Valley. But you're also a former professional dancer. How does the arts world really draw in a different sense of leadership of this type of organization?
I think that the arts is, for me, some sort of think of it as a divergent path, and I think of it as a convergent path, at least it has been for me in my life and in my career. That things that I think the arts teaches us, particularly performing arts and particularly performing arts that require people to engage with one another as opposed to only doing solo work, that they really are models for teamwork. They are models for creativity. The arts is a model for being nimble and flexible and being in the moment, and they are models for a process of creating something that perhaps has not yet been envisioned. I think what I bring to the table is fresh perspective, having also worked previously for organizations, at least one organization with a very long history, and I hope to support and champion the amazing staff that we have at Berkshire Children and Families, that their continued professional development, I like to call it care and feeding, that for service providers to be amazing, they need care and feeding. So their growth and development is also important.
That's Berkshire Children and Families' new president and CEO, Colleen White Holmes. Holmes replaced the group's former executive, Carolyn Mower Burns, who died in November.